Welcome back to the deep dive. Today, we are washing away the confusion and getting a squeaky clean look at the November rinsed review.
Huh, I like that. Yeah, we're looking at the big updates for the car wash, CRM, support agent, and sales path.
And our mission is simple. Find the features that cut down on friction, especially with the holiday rush coming up, and, you know, find the tools that give us better data.
Exactly. And the updates really fall into two buckets. One is making things faster and smoother for the customer at the wash.
And the other?
The other is giving operators these, like, really sophisticated analytical tools to measure what's actually working long term.
Okay, let's start with the customer then. The biggest thing I see is the new digital wallet in the CRM.
Oh, yeah. This is all about tackling that moment where a customer pulls up and says, I know I have a voucher, but I can't find the email.
The worst. It backs up the whole line.
Right. So the wallet puts everything in one mobile-friendly spot in their app or on the portal.
So they pull it up and they see what all their vouchers.
All their vouchers. Yep. As long as they were sent through Rinsed. And if you use barcodes, their scannable membership barcode is right there.
Okay. So that helps the customer. Now let's talk about helping the business. You mentioned analytics. The new promotions dashboard sounds interesting.
It's more than interesting. It's a game changer. It lets you track members in what they call cohorts.
Cohorts.
Yeah. So basically groups of customers who all signed up in the same month. So you can see how your October signups perform over time.
Ah, so I can finally see if that big Black Friday discount I ran actually brought in good members or just people who churned out after a month.
Exactly. You track their retention rate and, more importantly, their lifetime value, the LTV.
So I can literally prove which campaigns bring in profitable members.
You can? It moves you past just counting signups to actually measuring long-term profit. It's huge.
Wow. Okay, sticking with the back office, what about protecting the business? Compliance, chargebacks, all that fun stuff.
So two big things here. First, express consent tracking. Rinsed now automatically captures clear consent on every purchase.
Which is just essential for all these new auto renewal laws, right?
Non-negotiable. And it gives you a clean, auditable record. And for chargebacks, contact forms now support digital signatures.
So no more, I didn't agree to that.
Nope. You have undeniable proof of consent. A massive safeguard.
Love that. Let's pivot to support agent. I see something about AI in here.
Yeah, this is cool. It's called AI knowledge-based suggestions. It's in beta right now.
What's it do?
When you're writing a help article for customers, the AI acts like a coach. It reviews your questions and answers and gives you feedback to make them better before a customer ever sees them.
So it stops bad support articles from being published, which means fewer tickets to deal with in the first place.
That's the whole idea. And speaking of tickets, you now have more control. You can disable creating new tickets entirely if you, say, want everyone to just use a specific support email instead.
Nice. Okay, let's wrap with sales path. This is all about managing the sales team.
And the big one here is coaching beyond site managers. Before, it was mostly site managers doing the coaching.
Right.
Now, any management user, a district manager, an area manager, can send coaching messages right from the coaching interface.
Oh, that's great for consistency. A DM can see a great sales interaction at one site and immediately share it as a best practice with another.
Exactly. It makes coaching a measurable organization-wide thing.
And I see a quick one here, conversion overrides. What's that for?
It's for data accuracy. Sometimes a transaction is complex, like an upgrade or a special bundle, and it might not get flagged as a new membership sale.
Which means the salesperson doesn't get credit.
Right. This lets an admin set a rule so that specific items always count as a conversion. It just ensures your top performers always get rewarded correctly.
That's just smart. Okay, that was a lot. If you had to boil it down, what are the top things an operator should be focused on from this November review?
I'd say three things. First, the digital wallet. It's an immediate win for the customer experience. Second, the promotions dashboard. Start using that cohort data now. It will change how you plan your marketing.
And the third,
coaching beyond site managers in sales path. It's how you scale your best sales practices across your whole organization. At the end of the day, it's all about giving you more control.
Control over the customer experience, control over your data, and control over your team's development. Makes perfect sense.
That's the summary right there.
So a final thought for you to chew on as you dig into these updates. With this new promotions dashboard, think about the biggest discount campaign you ran last year. How are you going to use this new cohort data to prove its true long-term value by this time next year?
That is the million-dollar question.
It certainly is. Thanks for joining us for this deep dive. We'll see you next time.